for New Year's Eve, I got us a limousine.
A limousine?
Yeah, that's short for limo. My uncle Laszlo's stretch limo. He's not busy that night, so he's gonna be our chauffeur.
Wow, that's great. You know, Topanga is gonna love this. I mean, we can go to any party anytime.
Boys, quick, where are your parents?
Oh, they're out, Mr. Feeney. Why?
My cab to the airport is waiting, and all I have is traveler's checks. So
you're asking us for money, aren't you?
Yes, I've hit bottom.
Welcome.
Please, gentlemen, I miss this flight. I kiss my week in the Bahamas goodbye.
Mr. Feeney, my man, you're in luck. I just happen to have some
of my... No. Cor, please, allow me. Would $20 get you to the airport?
I suppose.
Cor, lend me $20. You know, if you had thought about this ahead of time, you wouldn't be in this situation.
Yes. Thank you.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Hey, you don't have to shout. Panera arrabbiata!
Sean, you just wished him a spicy pasta.
I know.
Oh, my God! No way!
Eric, what's the matter?
Cha-cha!
I heard screaming. Something wrong?
Oh, Dad, thanks for giving birth to me.
I was there, too.
Oh, right. Kudos, Mom. Get this. Your firstborn, the fruit of your loom, has a dream date this New Year's Eve with supermodel Rebecca Alexa.
Rebecca Alexa? The jeans girl? The one with the...
Yes!
And the...
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Eric, how did you scam this?
Oh, she's Jason's second cousin. She's in from out of town. She needs a date, so she's going out with me. I am just so happy.
Oh, those long, hard years of dating finally paid off, huh?
Well, not for her, but...
Oh, no, just think. I mean, when that clock strikes 12, I'll be kissing the famous blonde lips of supermodel Rebecca Alexa in front of all of Philly. Oh, Mommy, Daddy, catch me.
Amy, let's go. Big night, fun, let's get it over with.
Gavin, I'm still shaving my legs.
Well, finish in the car, let's go.
Okay, Dad, need your honest opinion, how do I look? Do I look fat?
Eric, for the last time, she's just a girl, it's just a date with someone who happens to be a model.
I'm a fat.
Wow, whoa, hey, well worth the wait. Which really wasn't that long.
Oh, Eric, you look so handsome.
Really?
Absolutely.
Too handsome?
All right, Mom, I'm going to wait outside for Sean, okay?
All right, stop, wait, let me look at you. Come here.
Mom.
Oh, Alan, remember when the two of them would stay up late on New Year's Eve and eat popcorn and watch the ball drop? What has happened to my babies?
Dad, she's not gonna cry now, is she?
Amy, mascara, we haven't got that kind of time.
Oh, admit it, boys. Those were great times.
Oh, sure. I mean, you guys got to go out. I was stuck here with Corey trying to pull raisinettes out of his nose.
Yeah, if it wasn't for those shrimp forks, they'd still be up there.
You know, I haven't heard a thank you.
Now, guys, be careful tonight. You know, New Year's Eve brings out all the crazies.
Come on, everybody! Let's get crazy! He's on my side.
Corey? Uncle Laszlo in our limo 08.
Why does that limo look so strange?
Maybe because it's our hearse.
It's cool.
Yeah, where do you see what's in the back seat?
Eric, you're gonna have to move that old rusty excuse for a car out of the driveway.
Hey, you're talking about my Lucille here. No, I mean, granted, she's not the most reliable car, but she gets me where I gotta be going. Hey, there's nothing you guys can say or do to pull me away from her.
Eric, why don't you take our car tonight?
Okay, sure.
Amy.
No, Alan, I don't want him driving that thing downtown. Here are the keys. We'll take your car.
Okay, great. Here are the pliers. You want it to start, don't you?
Man, I am so glad we're spending New Year's Eve at home.
Yep, no suits, no ties, no spending $200 on a woman you hardly know.
You don't know how close I came to ringing in the new year with Janine.
The clinger?
Hey,
She's okay, you know. Your mother's got plans.
I'm telling you, man, you should have stuck with Valerie.
Oh, no, no. 2 weeks was enough for me. That girl had way too much baggage. Our first date, she had to bring a sky cap.
No, this was not my year for women.
Or mine.
Speaking of which, I ran into Rochelle the other day.
Yeah? How'd she look?
Not so good.
Thanks, man.
I'm lying.
I knew that. Anyway, it's good to have the night off.
That's right. We got beer.
Yes, sir.
Ah, pizza?
Yes.
And Janine.
Jonathan, first of all, relax. I'm not staying.
Come on in, Janine.
But I saw your light on, and I know you hate to be alone, so...
No, that's you, Janine.
Right. Anyway, I wanted to make sure you're okay.
He's okay.
Oh, hi, Eli.
Happy New Year.
Jonathan, you look thin.
Well, thanks.
It's not a compliment. You know what would be just terrific?
What?
How about if I whip you up a nice lasagna?
Oh, no, 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 look, I don't...
Lasagna, man.
No, it's real nice, Janine, really, but we got a pizza coming and everything, so... See? See, there it is.
Somebody order a pizza with everything on it?
Valerie!
Hey, very happy New Year!
Somewhere.
Val? Janine? Oh, my God!
Nice going, Sean. Without Uncle Laszlo's hearse, how are we gonna make it to the party?
Hey, it's not my fault, okay? You see a corpse breathing, you've gotta take it back. It's the right thing to do, man.
Look, I'm happy for the stiff, all right? But he really stuck it to a lot of people.
Gee, guys, it's New Year's Eve. A time to celebrate, not fight.
You know what? You're right, Topanga. Okay, and we're gonna make this the best New Year's Eve ever. If we were dead, because then we'd have a ride.
Oh, Rebecca, Alexa, I'm so sorry the car broke down.
Eric, don't worry about it. These things happen.
Oh, you understand? You're not mean and icy? Oh, you are a super-duper model.
Oh, my God. Do you know who you are? You're Rebecca Alexa. I'm a big, big, big fan. I'm huge.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Corey. I'm Eric's brother. This is Topanga. She's a girl from school.
Corey?
She's also my girlfriend, and I love her very much, so don't get any ideas.
So do supermodels have any special powers? I mean, like, can you read what I'm thinking?
Yes.
I'm really sorry. Rebecca, Alexa, I lucked out. I got us the last cab in Philly.
Oh, Eric, you gotta let us share it.
All right, let me think. I'm seeing a big hairy no.
Look, Eric, this is my first New Year's Eve out of the house, all right? I mean, without this cab, we're stranded.
All right, hold on. No, I tried. I just can't care less.
Corey, I know how you feel. My older sister never took me anywhere. I never forgave her.
Corey, great idea. Why don't you share our cab, bud?
Well, thanks, Eric. What made you change your mind?
Why don't you come over here and I'll tell you. You say one sentence to me or my date, it better be help. I'm flying out the cab window.
Oh, Eric, don't you worry about that. I am not going to do anything stupid.
Corey, how could you do something so stupid? You sent away the last cab in the city.
Look, I'm telling you, there was something weird about that driver. I mean, didn't you see his license in the windshield? It wasn't even his picture.
Corey, if stupidity was in the Olympics, you'd win a Nobel Prize.
Look, Eric, the man was obviously an imposter, okay? I mean, for all I know, he was going to take us to some warehouse and cut out our livers.
Hey, no biggie. I've already had mine out. Rebecca, Alexa, I apologize for all the stupidity that runs in this family. I'm just a carrier.
It's no big deal. I don't need to go to a big crowded party with everyone staring at us.
Oh, we're going, baby.
Hey, light bulb. Why don't we just have our own little party right here? I'm telling you, it'll be so much fun making popcorn, watching the ball.
All right, Corey, make it stop. Look, Rebecca, Alexa, one way or another, we are going to be seen at that party.
How? I mean, what are we going to do? Take the subway?
Great idea, Rebecca.
I wasn't being serious.
Oh, well, then you lucked out, because this is fun. I mean, riding the rails in a mighty locomotive. I think I can.
It's nice to see you in a better mood, brother.
Isn't this great? There was something so exciting about doing things by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, like that guy.
Oh, gosh.
Corey, why do I feel like we're being watched?
You feel that too?
Yeah, it's weird. It feels kind of like... Okay, come on. Let's do it, people. We've got parties to go to.
What's your rush on? It's only 10:30. We have plenty of time before midnight.
Yeah, and Eric, you'll be kissing Rebecca in front of all of Philly just like you wanted.
In front of all of Philly?
You know, I don't know where he gets this kind of stuff.
So your brother thinks of me as just a trophy?
Yes, Corey!
How do you lie to a supermodel? I mean, those lips can see right through you.
Oh, Rick?
Yeah?
I just remembered. I have to go home.
What? No, wait, Rebecca, let's... No, Rebecca, let's go! No! Wait, stop the train! Stop the train! Rebecca, let's go! Wait, no!
Eric, it's okay.
I have to get off the train. I have to get off the train!
No, look, you can get off at the next stop, all right? There aren't any cabs left in the city. She can't get too far. Trust me, okay? Everything is gonna be dandy.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your... He seemed to be experiencing a major...
What did he say?
He said Corey broke the train. Trapped on a subway? This is a nightmare! Look, no one's gonna bother us if we just act tough, okay?
Boy, I love New Year's Eve. I'd sure hate to have to kill somebody, though. With my flu virus.
Okay, if I could just pry my fingers into the door, they would get stuck. Like this.
Attention, passengers. The is still not functioning. Do not, under any circumstances, which may result in death or dismemberment.
Now, what did he say?
He said, Corey, go out and lick the third rail.
Hey, buck up, buckers. It's probably just a teeny electrical problem. And look on the bright side. The city is saving on electricity.
What is it with you tonight, Topanga? Did you swallow Sandy Duncan?
That's it, Corey Matthews. I am sick of being the rah-rah girl. You try being the positive one all the time and using words like buckers. I have demons, so there. Wow, what a rush.
You guys don't spend a lot of time on the subway, do you?
Not on subways this nice. So, what do you think the problem is?
Loose wire, an air blowing the sinister.
Duh.
How long till they fix it?
On a holiday? It's hard to say, man.
Hello. Hello, Eric Matthews to bridge. Eric Matthews to bridge.
Okay, guys. I've been up and down this train, and here's a scoop. Car 5, parochial schoolgirls who ditched their nun.
Nice.
For sure.
Oh, and in car 2, Mrs. Ginelli just went into labor. I saw the head.
Hey, what are you eating there?
Oh, that's the best part. Some caterers are stuck in the next cart. Look, it's a tidy, tidy crab cake.
In a light pastry shell.
Will you forget about the crab cake? Subway, can they fix it? What's wrong with it? Why would I ask? We've got food, babes, and birth. Eric, the cycle of life is complete. Not without Rebecca Alexa. Hello. Hello, if there's any intelligent life out there that can hear my voice.
Get off the box, kid. This line is for emergencies only.
Look, sir, believe me, I have an emergency. I am right now missing my date with supermodel Rebecca Alexa.
The jeans girl?
Yes, my captain.
Life's tough. Hey, Ernie, is that a crab cake?
Oh, no!
I didn't know you went out with Jonathan.
Oh, man, Eli, I am getting killed over there.
I know.
How'd he end it with you? He took me to dinner.
Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he tells me, look, you deserve to be with someone who can really appreciate you. I'm just not ready for such a big commitment.
If I'm so horrible, what are you guys both doing here?
Hey, don't bring them down, man. They're having a good time.
Eli? Yeah. You want to give me a hand with these plates?
Well, you know I would, Jonathan, but I don't think I'm ready for such a big commitment. Oh, that's a burly look. Yeah.
What are you doing? You're supposed to be helping me get rid of them.
Look, they're not going anywhere. We may as well just sit back and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, you do that. Meanwhile, I'll light myself on fire and I'll do a happy dance.
There's something so nice about being around women.
Yeah, but the reason we planned this whole night is that we wouldn't have to be around women.
I lied.
So, Timmy, the tiger, here's the plan. I'm going to lower you down. When your feet hit the tracks, I want you to start running. You're going to find this girl and give her this note, okay? Take the note, Timmy. Now run like the wind, Timmy. Run like the wind, Timmy. Hey, lady, you just take care of you, all right?
Okay, Mrs. Ginelli's real close. Does anybody here know anything about deliveries? You. Pizza guy, you have to do. Come on.
Very upset. You should talk to him.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Eric, you know...
You! You're the reason for all of this. You glommed onto my cab and sent it away. You told Rebecca Lecture I wanted to kiss her in front of all of Philadelphia, thus foiling my divine plan! I'm sorry your night with Rebecca Lecture didn't work out, okay? All I wanted... was a big party with a lot of people having a good time.
You think this is how I wanted to spend my night? I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to have a good time down here.
I don't know about you guys, but I am having a great time. Oh, and that pizza guy says we'll have the baby delivered in another 30 minutes. Which gives me plenty of time to check up on those parochial girls. Told them my uncle was the Pope.
Well, I guess some people can have a good time anyway. So, Eric, if you just want to sulk and feel sorry for yourself, be my guest, okay? But I'm going to make the best of it, because I'm here with my friends, and that's what's important.
Yeah, fine, you do that, all right? Use all my brain power to will this train to move. Ah, phooey, I need a bigger brain. Come over here!
I don't get John either, because I love Thelma and Louise, okay?
Could he be more perfect?
I know. I mean,
hey, Johnny, where you going, man?
I don't know. Thinking the roof.
Remember, tuck and roll.
Hey, Eli. I made a New Year's resolution. I hate your guts.
The man is obviously not a people person.
No.
Lynn.
Jonathan, I just need some closure on our relationship.
Relationship? We only went out once.
Why are you being so hostile? I just need to be with someone who will listen to me.
Hey, Eli.
Yeah.
Incoming.
Okay, all aboard the party car. We got refreshments by the conductor's booth. We got dancing right here. And if you guys want a quiet place to chat, there is plenty of room down by the sad guy.
Hey, man, you know I thought tonight was gonna be a wash. But you pulled it together and turned it into a party.
What?
Party.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Hey, you're all right. Hey, everybody, listen up. How about we give it up for the man who put together this little underground party?
What?
Party!
Oh. What was that for? It's not even midnight.
I know, but they're passing out garlic balls, and I wanted to get a fresh kiss in.
Can I get one of those?
A lot of garlic.
Yeah, like I got somebody to kiss.
Look, Eric, I said I was sorry.
No, look, come over, Rebecca Lex. You know why? Because I dumped her. I can do better than her. You know what else? I don't even believe me.
You know, Eric, I was thinking. I mean, everyone always makes such a big deal out of New Year's, right? But why? I mean, they never turn out the way you planned.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah, especially for us. You remember that night where we tried to make popcorn in the radiator?
How could I forget? I mean, Mom and Dad freaked out on us and the walls popped for weeks. How about that year we let the blonde babysitter curl your hair?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. When's that going away?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah, we had a lot of lousy New Year's together.
Yeah, we sure did.
They're all pretty good. Especially this one. I mean, big party, a lot of people dancing, having a good time. Thanks, man.
Okay, everybody, listen up, listen up. The New Year is coming in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Twins!
Mrs. Janelli had twins?
No, but I do. This is Linda and her sister. More Linda. Happy New Year's, Cor.
Happy New Year's, Eric. Eric, as much as I'm liking this brother-brother moment,
go kiss your girlfriend.
Thank you.
Go.
Quiche?
Don't mind if I do.
Alan. Well, this is so embarrassing. Do you have any money?
Well, George Hamilton Feeney, great tan.
Yes, yes, well, it was a wonderful trip. But the cab is waiting, and all I have is Bahamian cash and airline peanuts.
Oh, I'm sorry, George, I didn't get to the bank today.
Hey, I got a dollar.
Oh, dig deeper, man, the meter's running.
Well, why don't you have the guy take you to a bank machine?
I don't want to spend another minute with this driver. He looks nothing like his picture. I'll be right there, Vajneesh.
Hey, Mr. Feeney, how was your trip?
Hey, maybe the boys can loan you some money.
Oh. A little short again?
George?
I'd rather risk my liver.